Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Alicia Keys spoke with Entertainment Tonight about the difficulties she faced while hosting the Grammy Awards over the weekend. The singer was tasked with hosting a very emotional Grammy Awards ceremony at the Staples Center, the same place that the LA Lakers play and had played for Kobe Bryant's entire Lakers career, just hours after Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna lost their lives along with seven other people in a helicopter crash. Of the evening, Keys said, quote, "This was a really hard night, and that's why I think it was a roller coaster. It was painful. It's painful right now. We lost a beloved hero to all of us, a person who is like a true example of brilliance and excellence." Keys began her hosting duties on Sunday night by saying that even though everyone was together to celebrate music's biggest night, everyone was feeling crazy sadness because the whole world lost a hero earlier that day. She said, quote, "And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built. Right now, Kobe and his daughter Gianna and all of those that have been tragically lost today are in our spirit. They're in our hearts and our prayers. They're in this building." For the second year in a row, there will be fewer movie ads during the Super Bowl, and that's because of the ever-rising cost of a 30-second spot, which this year carries a price tag of $5.6 million, which is up from last year's $5.2 million. According to insiders, the only two movie trailers you'll see during this weekend's Super Bowl are those of Fast and Furious 9 and Minions: The Rise of Gru, both due in theaters this summer. In case you're living under a rock, Super Bowl 54 is this Sunday, where the San Francisco 49ers will take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you spend any time with Antique Roadshow, you may have caught Monday night's show where a man in Fargo, North Dakota, my old stomping grounds, collapsed when he learned the real value of his $345 watch. The Antiques Roadshow guest, who we know only as David, kept his cool as an appraiser said his watch, snagged decades ago in the Air Force, was no ordinary Rolex. He informed David that it was a lot like a model once worn by Paul Newman that auctions for $200,000. The camouflage bandana-clad owner just nodded. But then the appraiser noted the tiny word "oyster" inscribed on the face. That made the trinket extremely, extremely rare, according to the appraiser, who then told David that it's the kind of watch that sells for $400,000. That's when David hit the floor. He explained that he became interested in a Rolex while stationed in Thailand in the 1970s and bought the watch through his base exchange at a 10% discount. He decided that it was too nice to wear and says he's only taken it out of the box two or three times, which, according to the appraiser, is why it's worth so much. In particular, a numbered foil sticker that was still intact and in mint condition on the watch. It's usually the first part of the watch to wear off, but his is still in perfect shape. Can you imagine walking into a room and moments later walking out with essentially $500,000 in your pocket? I would probably collapse too. Probably say a few four-letter words in celebration as well. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Wills Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.